I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Touching you, sweet Caroline. Bop, bop, bop. So good.
Well, probably not anymore. You might have turned it off after hearing Bo say so good like that. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us so much, man. Having such a good time here on this Top 5 Tuesday.
Good
you just
job,
heard
Dylan.
Allie Mack's debut. You know what that means, Bo? It means you're on the clock.
I don't feel peer pressure.
It means you're on the clock for next week's Top 5 Tuesday, man. I don't know. And it's going to be poetic because
you
this guy
box me in.
The amount of stones being cast in my direction and now Allie's direction. It's you're on the clock for next week's Top 5 Tuesday. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us on the way into work today or wherever you're at listening. Hopefully maybe on the Odyssey app or on the radio dials. It is the morning shift. I'm Mike. That's Bo. That's Allie. Dylan's back there obviously playing the good tunes that Allie brought the vibes in with today, man.
So, I will say
the ones
this.
She didn't.
See, and that's what I was just about to say right there. I'm surprised Bo has been as critical of Allie's list as he has been.
It's a solid list. I think that he brought up a couple of good tunes that you just played on the way back. I think you can make the Sweet Caroline, and I thought the Journey was a good call.
Yeah.
It's like I told Allie during the break. There are subcategories here that people are going to throw at you when you make a top five list, and sitcom intros is one of them.
And you got to consider the audience, too, because I asked you guys yesterday if you're familiar with WWE intros.
Yes.
Because there is one right now that you have, like, a physical reaction
to. Hang on. Which WWE intro almost made the list?
Jey Uso.
Okay.
Because he's main event Jey.
Yes.
And it's like, it's called yeeeting. You go, you go up and down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, he gets the entire arena to do it.
So I am around the same age as Jey Uso, which is not really his name. But I grew up.
Yes, we know that he's a professional.
Yeah,
wrestler.
I grew up around him and Roman in Pensacola. They're both from my hometown, and we're around my same age. We play football against each other and all that kind of stuff. So, which it's interesting. And you say we know that because they're professional wrestlers, but their actual last name and his dad is a Hall of Fame wrestler, Jeremiah Fatu.
Right.
Right. And that's what I knew them as growing up. So it's funny because you're like, oh, professional. Well, his dad. That's his name.
Right.
Like, that's his name.
This wasn't his dad, Rikishi.
Yeah,
yes.
Fatu.
Yeah, but that's not his real name.
Fatu is his real last name.
I know, but my point. Never mind.
But
I think
you
missed you.
you
hey.
Wouldn't realize how many people do think those are their real names.
Yeah, Roman Reigns definitely. And you know, shout out to all those guys, man. Done great stuff, obviously. And but yeah, I would have never known that. Like, you just put your hands up in there. You got so excited.
Does anybody, Bo, do you know
Jey Uso's this Jey Uso intro?
I know it, but I don't do it. I'm more of the man intro. I like to sing along to that one.
Okay, that's a good one. Oh. Or Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Okay. Excuse me.
Which, hey, by the way.
Ding.
Real quick, first off, Dylan, I'm not sure how you don't know that I'm an equal opportunity hater. And secondly, When I was producing the morning show and John Fricke was on, we had Seth freaking Rollins in the studio, Allie, and off the air, he introduced himself as his real name.
Uh-huh.
And Fricke went to say it on the air. He's like, no. He's like, please don't say
that. Oh.
Like, what are you saying my real name?
Man. Little mix up going on.
He's like, arr.
Yeah.
And then also, we had Bailey on, and she tried to get – remember when Bailey's thing was hugs?
Yes.
She tried to give John Fricke a hug, and he's like, I'm a married man.
Well, that's on her.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, it's not.
Ish. Yeah, I was going to say ish.
No, it's not. Play into that.
Read the room.
Hilarious. Friends.
Pivot. All right, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons for a few minutes here, Bo. You and I were talking. Yeah. John Fricke. I can't handle you guys. We were talking about the Atlanta Falcons a little bit yesterday, and I think that we've talked so much, Bo, in the last week plus after the draft about what the defense is going to look like. Who's going to be the edge rushers? Who's going to be at the defensive tackle position? Is there another move coming? Can Xavier Watt start at safety? Who's going to step up the corner spot? And I think that many times when we look at it, we almost like throw the offense to the back burner because almost every spot is like already spoken for. Right? Every spot offensively, all the way down to – you know, Charlie Warner and Ray McLeod and everybody else offensively is kind of spoken for. Like, you already kind of know what that's going to look like. Now, you don't know what the performance will be. Abe Gordon and Drew Butler talking about that yesterday of, like, you know, what is Michael Penix, you know, a Pro Bowler in the making? What are his stats going to look like this year? But you and I were talking about who actually needs to step up to the plate. Remember, as good as we feel offensively, this was still an offense that at times struggled situationally last year and didn't get to the point where they were averaging, you know, 25 points a game. They were still struggling to hit that 3-touchdown mark, as they did so many times under Arthur Smith. So one of the things we wanted to talk about today, and I'm going to let you go first because I think that from my perspective, some of these are almost chalk, but maybe they're not. And I think that it'll be interesting to hear who you think needs to step up to the plate and hit a next rung on the ladder this year if this offense is actually going to be able to excel to a championship caliber level.
Well, the captain obvious one is Kyle Pitts, and I'm going to be very short on this. I got asked about him last night. I went on BetMGM tonight, and they want to talk Falcons, and they asked kind of about him and what they kind of went from a fantasy aspect. Well, what can you expect? And I was like, honestly? Like, seriously? I would take anything over 50 catches and 5 touchdowns from him.
For sure.
And that would be stepping up, comparative. I'm going to give you a name that – we don't even know will be the starter. And Ryan Neuzel.
Yeah.
I need Ryan Neuzel to step up. Why? Well, because, you know, he did play 8 games last year. And I know they're comfortable with him. But I need Ryan Neuzel to step up in a big way because it's a big position. The center position is huge in NFL. You know, this offensive line has to continue to play at a high level to get Bijan Robinson that 2,000 all-purpose yards. I mean, to me, and I know it sounds silly, but I also need Caleb McGarry to step up.
Yeah.
I'm not picking on the offensive lineman, Mike. They played good last year. I need a little bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
You know what's interesting about it, and you say Kyle Pitts is captain obvious, and I agree with you, that is. I think Michael Penix is also an obvious point of conversation when it comes to the offense. Like, obviously he played well so much last year that we were like, all right, he's the next wave. But I think you've mentioned this before along with other people. He did miss throws. Like, there were missed throws. There was missed timing a lot of times in his 3 starts last year. And you look at some of the throws he made down the stretch against the Commanders, if you could have some of those back, like, you're probably talking about a completely different offseason here for both of those teams. Like, you might even be talking about the Falcons going to the playoffs, the Commanders, you know, fledgling a little bit down the stretch. It's one of those things. But I'm with you. I think Ryan Neuzel is an obvious choice. I'm just straight up going Caleb McGarry. And you and I have both had Caleb McGarry's back because we think he's been improved over the last few years, that he's a guy that's making, what, $9 million, and he actually has improved. I thought he had his best season last year. Still doesn't mean that he is, you know, one of the top 20 best tackles or even, you know, top 30 best tackles in the NFL. Caleb McGarry is a guy that, I'll also point out whoever's going to help him chipping on the way out, because we saw at times last year, even when they tried to help him, it was not good. The communication wasn't good. The chips weren't good. I think that's going to be a point of contention because you need those checkdowns leaking out into the flat for, you know, for Michael Penix. And that's kind of the next stage for him. But I'm just straight up on Caleb McGarry. And that is because I know that he improved so much through the first 3-4 years of his career. It's time to take another step. Like, if he can become serviceable against elite pass rushers, you know, the Jadeveon Clowneys, not even T.J. Watt, that's not even fair. But I think this offense hits another level and can kind of make this stretch run.
Yeah, it's not – we're not trying to pick on people, call them out by saying, and step up is a, maybe stepping up is a little bit of a harsh term. Maybe it's just, you know, take it to another level or, you know, improve on some things. Caleb McGarry is fair, and I have had his back. You have had his back. We have had his back because I get, I've said it's the Bryce Elder effect, right, Mike?
Yeah.
You don't know what happened, so you don't know where the community, you don't, you know, it's got to be Caleb McGarry's fault. And I said Neusel mainly because the one thing you can't do up front next year is take a step back. And when you have a change, that person has to step in and step up their game to be a starter level. And that is what that's why Ryan Neusel was the guy for me. And I think a lot of people would say that both of our guys are obvious. But what am I supposed to say? Darnell Mooney needs to step up. Got a 1,000-yard season right at 8 yards away and didn't play a full schedule. Ray McLeod, I think the career high going into last season in yards was like 200 or 300 yards.
Yeah.
He had like almost like 620 or something receiving. Drake London, almost 1,300 yards receiving and 9 touchdowns and 100 catches. What is stepping up for that? You know?
Yeah. I completely
Penix
agree.
Penix is a good one. And I said, I was asked about Penix last night. They said, what does he need to improve on? And I said, his accuracy and timing. Because, yeah, he has the testicular fortitude to shove it in a window that you probably shouldn't shove it in and complete those. But he missed wide open throws, especially Drake London into the first half in the end zone against Washington. Darnell Mooney. That the sideline route right there, he misses him. If he hits Mooney there, we're not talking about Raheem Morris's timeouts.
Yeah, I completely
agree. And I'm not blaming him for the loss. I'm just saying that's stepping up. That's growing. Zach Robinson.
Yep.
Build in these rollouts.
He's a guy that has to step up too. And don't let me get through this entire segment without pointing out that Zach Robinson needs to grow and evolve and hit another rung on the ladder himself. And he will be able to. I think some of the handcuffs of Kirk Cousins' mobility will be taken off, and we'll see how Zach Robinson grows into that role. But I want to see a little more imagination out of him in the run game as well. That'll be something I'll be keeping tabs on. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we're going to go in the huddle. Look, one NFL player is going to be making a lot of money next year, and another NFL player won't be making any. We'll talk about that on the other side and in the hell. Stick with us at Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you guys here on this Tuesday morning. It is beautiful. I mean, the cool weather has been really nice over the last couple days, man.
I think they were saying last night it was like in the 40s, and it's May.
Yeah, it's 45 like it. Here. Yeah,
I'm here for it.
I think the conversations off the air have been better today than the actual show.
Don't tell people how the sausage are made, all right? It's all good.
Well, no, it's not even. Most of it's not been show stuff. It's just been us.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Obviously, Allie's week two. So if you guys haven't listened, Allie is now part of the show. We've had a lot of fun with her. She put out her top five a minute ago and already getting some responses.
I am getting a lot of critiques here. Someone just tweeted at me saying it's a C-. No context.
Yeah.
But just a C-. And there are some really great suggestions coming in, like We Are the Champions. I know, but there are only five slots.
I know. That's the great
five.
Debate, man.
Oh, it's so difficult. I give you a lot of credit, Mike.
Yeah, it is the great debate. Bo is on the clock. He'll do top five Tuesday next Tuesday. That'll be a lot of fun.
I have not committed anything.
Yeah,
so.
It's all right.
I was about to say, Mike, I bet you feel very vindicated now.
I do. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Took some time off, got to really wrap my head around what Top 5 Tuesday is, and it comes back with a bang.
Came back with a dud.
No, came back with a bang.
No, you did.
Okay. Either way.
Dude, all right. You got ripped to shreds.
Okay. Allow us to move on, and like I said, you're on the clock, dude. You will have your opportunity.
I will do whatever I want to do.
I got a mic'd up that's coming up in just a minute. I got into a conversation with some buddies of mine the other day about neighboring states to the state of Georgia and about how speaking of top five rankings, like what the hierarchy is of neighboring states to the state of Georgia. It was way more emotional than I thought it was going to be. So I'll get to that coming up and mic'd up in just a minute. We do need to get in the huddle. Real quick, though, how much blame are we putting on Steak Shapiro last night for putting out the tweet? Are we just laying into him for that?
Well, you know you're not supposed to say that.
I know. Jinx and he just took it upon himself to tweet, got a no-hitter going on.
I just don't under, like, there are times where I think a lot of Steak, I interned under him, as Allie knows all too well. What are you doing? Like, you know not to do that, and he does it anyways. It's like he knows the right thing to do, and he walks the opposite way.
Yeah. I do want to invite you guys, speaking of Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, if you guys want to weigh in on the wake-up calls, that'll be coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll make sure we get to that. You can break down Allie's top five. If you do have songs that you want to relegate into her top five, but just make sure you call and you have one you want to take out.
You better sing it, too.
Yeah.
You better sing it, too. We'll do that coming up at 8 o'clock, so make sure you guys hang out with us. A lot of fun so far. Let's go in the huddle. Well, I mentioned that there's one future Hall of Famer that's going to be making a lot of money and one that probably is not going to be making any for the foreseeable future. Matthew Stafford, it's announced that his contract will be $44 million this year. It seems like a bargain if you ask me for what Matthew Stafford brings to that team and what he's brought to teams his entire career. So be curious to see where that's pointed at. But the reason I bring that up, Bo, is on the other side of the United States, the Ravens yesterday announced they have released kicker Justin Tucker. Now, let's just throw in the caveat, guys, that Justin Tucker has been wrapped in scandal after – I don't want to call it scandal after scandal. Basically, some people have come out, I think there's 16 in total, and accused him of things that happened at the beginning of his career there in Baltimore. His performance definitely fell off last year. There's no doubt about it. And the Baltimore Ravens have said straight up, this is a football decision, but they have released him as he continues to be under investigation for some of the allegations levied against him. Bo, you didn't love the statement put out from the Baltimore Ravens. It sounded like, because it was more of a like tribute of like, man, we love the man that he is. You know, it's like, dude, you didn't have to go that far.
I don't care about that part of it. What I care about is when people lie to my face and know that I know that they're lying to my face. You can miss me with the Justin Tucker had the worst year of his career. Because I know. I understand that. But the guy that – see, he – dude was so good. He was the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL. Yes, he had his worst year of his career. But normally when guys do that, you give him another year, right? You don't go draft a guy, okay? And don't say, well, they know what it is. They're an organization that understands it. They don't understand it. This is the same organization that's had some missteps handling these kind of issues in the past. And after the guy turns into the Deshaun Watson of kickers, you suddenly draft a new kicker, walk away, say that you're not going to cut him, then cut him like 2 weeks later, and oh, by the way,
ding,
refuse to mention it and say football move only. Well, what changed?
Yeah.
So I have no problem with them cutting Justin Tucker. I have no problem with them drafting a kicker. I have a problem with them addressing it while not addressing it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a little bit blatant in your face. You know what we're doing. We're doing the right thing in our eyes, but we don't have the testicular fortitude to actually say that because we don't want it to come back on us.
Well, I was going to say, let's keep in mind, and like I said, he's been accused of misconduct by 16 massage therapists. And he's unequivocally denied everything that's been put out there and calls it desperate tabloid fodder. I do think that there is a part of the Ravens that are looking at this going, dude, he hasn't been charged with anything, and so we're going to kind of keep this to ourselves what we think about this. So here's the deal. The statement was a little bit over the top. It was.
Well, that's my thing. They praised him knowing that – and that's fine. You want to praise him, but knowing that the only reason why they're releasing him is because of this. That's the problem for me. Like, it's just it just rubs me the wrong way.
So yesterday we were talking about the NFL draft moving to DC in 2027. I guess I asked a Captain Obvious question yesterday because I asked, is it going to be more people than Green Bay? Mm. And apparently, yes. That was about 600,000 fans that showed up. There's going to be way more. Mike Reese of ESPN says they're expecting over a million.
Million.
And that's going to set a record. Detroit brought in 750,000 people a couple years ago. Now, Pittsburgh next spring, do you think that's between the 600 and 750?
Yeah, it's a logistics thing at this point, right? It was funny because we talked about the National Mall. When we got done with the show yesterday, the renderings come out on Front Office Sports, and it's at the National Mall,
right.
And it looks insane. It looks like did you guys see the Lady Gaga concert in Brazil over the weekend? Like, that's what the renderings looked
right,
like. It
right.
was absolutely insane, but I just think it's a logistics thing for Pittsburgh, like, and as it was for Green Bay. It's like, how many people can you pack into the city of Green Bay? Pittsburgh will be the same way, but yeah, a million, Allie.
A million people. The hotel business is going to be booming in D.C.
And again, there's been people that have reached out, Bo, and have asked on social, how do we get this in Atlanta? Like, I think they're definitely just targeting places that aren't going to host Super Bowls anytime soon.
You're dead on. I've talked to multiple people in and around the NFL, and because I make that argument, and they're like, yeah, I mean, have you not noticed where they're going? And I see Vegas got a Super Bowl,
yeah,
and they got a draft, and they go, yeah, you build a stadium. They say, well, first off, they're Vegas,
yeah,
but if you build a new stadium and you get a Super Bowl, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to get the draft. They're doing it. I mean, look where they're going. And I said, well, Detroit's had a Super Bowl before. They're like, not recently. I said, okay, good point. I think that it would be great in Centennial or maybe, maybe somewhere in up there. But I don't think we could ever compete with 1 million people in that, like in Washington, like that.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it's going to happen here. Nashville getting a Super Bowl. You know, it was in Nashville. Nashville crushed it too, by the way.
They did. Ding. And they're a team that's going to build a new stadium soon, and maybe they have a Super Bowl at some point in the near future.
Well, if it's a dome, yeah.
Yeah, real quick before we go to break, Julian Edelman going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. The big thing that sticks out to me about this one, Bo, I did not know this. The Patriots have a Hall of Fame committee composed of media members, former players and coaches, team-based media staffers. I didn't know they had a committee to do all this. And he's a finalist alongside Adam Vinatieri and offensive lineman Logan Mankins, which, by the way, dang, Logan Mankins was an absolute beast, a terror for about 9 years up there. But nonetheless, I thought it was funny that they have a committee to do this thing. I'm not sure that that happens in Atlanta.
Oh, well, there is. There's got to be. I think there's got to be. I mean, the Ring of Honor. There's got to be a committee. Because if not, who else decides? Because, I mean, look, I know Arthur Blank went in recently, and I know that Arthur Blank didn't sit in his office and say,
touche.
Say, Arthur, it's time you put yourself in the ring.
Yeah.
You don't think it was just a Twitter poll or something?
I don't think he would have succeeded in the Twitter.
You know what, Allie? Yeah. Allie, that's what he did. He sent out an email and said, anonymously, I want everyone to respond to this with if I should be in the Ring of Honor. And then he goes, oh, look at that. I'm going in the Ring of Honor.
Twitter user Barthur Lank has put out a poll. He wants to know if they think Arthur Blank should go in. All right, we got to go to break, man. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us so much. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Atlanta Braves and the near no-hitter for A.J. Smith-Shawver last night, what's changed for him, and what the outlook looks like for him for the rest of the year. I'm also going to hit a mic'd up. Best neighboring states to the state of Georgia. You guys will not believe the passion that I have received on this topic over the last couple of days. We'll talk about that one. So stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 7:42 on Tuesday morning, man. Beautiful morning. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride into work. Got that thermos, that mug filled up with coffee or Mio, whatever Bo drinks. Monster, whatever it is going on out in those cups. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
I'm upset with my local Kroger, by the way.
Dang.
Dang. Had a girl, Allie.
How'd you get one in there sometime?
did they stop selling Mio or what?
No, they still got Mio, but the last 2 times I've went, they've been out of Green Thunder Mio. Green Thunder Energy, and I'm
like,
hey,
it's the coming dye ban. you know.
Well, it ain't here yet. They still have all the other stuff. So I had to do, like, the Crystal Light.
Oh, man.
The packets with caffeine, and then, like, a couple of the packets have exploded or something in this box, and now, I don't know, man. I'm just...
What a mess.
Well, I'm guessing Green Thunder is your favorite flavor?
No, I rotate between Black Cherry Energy and Green Thunder Energy, so I can rotate between the two. And I can't rotate if I only have one.
Wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock at the top of the hour, man. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift if you want to get asked on Twitter. Questions that have been posed, Allie, are, number one, is Bo allowed to combine holidays in his household on gift-giving?
Because he's got Mother's Day, anniversary, push present, all the things happening in Amy's world.
Not to mention he'll now be buying kids gifts you know, for Pork Chop and all of that moving forward. You know, I'm just straight up no. Also, Allie's top five list was songs that you have to move to. And so some of the answers she has gotten have been very interesting. If you want to respond to that list, she also said, what's the song that you have to sing along to?
What's the song you have to sing along to? Let us know at 929 Morning Shift. Yeah. And you can also call in during the wake-up call.
We'll get some of those answers on air if you guys want to tweet us in. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We're going to get it mic'd up in a minute, that I'm already starting to get responses about best neighboring state to the state of Georgia. It's a passionate debate. So I'll talk to three Georgia locals. I'm always the outsider when it comes to this, and I am from a neighboring state. So we'll get into that in just a minute. Well, last night, A.J. Smith-Shawver was on the bump. And here's the thing. A.J. Smith-Shawver was down in the minor leagues. You know, he's corrected a couple things from his windup. We went over that to begin the show at the 6 o'clock minute. At the 6 o'clock hour. Now I'm starting to wonder, and I was wondering this throughout the game last night, like, what happens to the rotation when Spencer Strider comes back in the fold? I don't want to blow past what was last night because it was a very fun game to watch, but that was kind of what was in the back of my mind as a topic.
I love the fact that the dude went down, came back, and was lights out. Phenomenal. A.J. Smith-Shawver is – it feels like we're kind of figuring it out now pitching-wise. Elders had three good games. Shawver's had two back-to-back phenomenal games. And now that's where you're at. And then you have the stuff that happened, you know, with Callahan out there in the outfield where you're kind of the – you kind of finally get a call go your way, right? Finally, and I hated it because I really feel bad for the guy. Fourth or fifth game in the majors, and he breaks his wrist just going all out, or his forearm. So it kind of sucks. But I like, you know, what you said earlier about Shawver, and you know, you thought you kind of worked on some stuff. He was sent down to do something, is the way I feel. Everybody was kept talking about what happened. Why was he sent down? Why was he sent down? Right? Remember, Mike? We kept being asked that.
Yep.
And I just said, there's something they clearly saw that they said, go work on this where it won't hurt you. And I know that he talked about getting back to his roots with his fastball and relying on it. He talked about it, relying on it more. But whatever it was, they thought he was ready to come back, and now it's clicking.
Yeah. I completely agree with you, and like I said earlier, we have to remind ourselves, and I had this conversation with Grant last night, I had to remind ourselves that this guy debuted 2 years ago and had only been pitching. He started pitching right before his senior year of high school. He's 20 years old when he debuts a couple of years ago, and he's still learning to do this, and he is now doing it at a very high level. And like I said, it leaves me asking questions about what the future of this rotation is. Here is Brian Snicker talking last night about how some of these guys at the bottom of the rotation are pretty good lately.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great because we didn't know. You know, you're talking about, you know, Bryce has been there before. He struggled last year, I think. You know, he was up and down, and we asked him to do a lot of things that just, you know, were hard for somebody to navigate. And, you know, how he's come on this year now, you know, he's had a nice little stretch here, right? You know, but, you know, we got a long way to go. So we'll, you know, it's good for now. We'll see in 3 or 4 months where we're at. But, no, it could be huge. I mean, I know that because it's like when you lose starting pitching like we have the last couple of years through free agency and injury and all, it's just so hard to replace that. And have guys step up and do that could be huge for us.
Well, he sounded like a beaten man, didn't he?
Dude, I mean, I was just thinking that.
It's great for now, so but you know, we'll see where we are. That's kind of like when you're in a relationship and you go through like an extended rough patch. And then you see another couple out, and they're like, man, you guys look like you're going, getting along great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for now.
I saw your Instagram post, man. Yeah. Congrats.
We'll see how the night ends. I mean, I'm like seven deep. We'll see how this ends. You know, probably won't. She's seven deep. Won't yeah. No, it's funny. But he's right. And I sit here, and I was just doing math in my head. And, Mike, I can see you. So maybe you say it out loud or hold up a finger, either one. But I'm going to name – I'm gonna go by names, and you tell me how many we got at the end. We got Chris Sale.
Yeah.
You've got Grant Holmes.
Correct.
That's two. You've got Schwellenbach.
Correct.
You got Elder.
Correct.
So we're on four.
Right.
You've got AJ right now.
That's right.
And when Strider comes back.
Yep.
That's six.
Mm,
hear me out. Four. Strider's going to come back probably in June.
Right.
I know that. I think he was doing long toss the other day. Allie, correct me if I'm wrong. I know you know all the ups about the Braves, but I think he did a long toss the other day. I don't think he's thrown from a mound yet. And then he say he comes back in June, and say that Elder and Holmes are doing, you know, five, six innings, couple runs a night. That's what you need from those guys.
Sure.
And AJ is not doing this, but he's – you know, he's giving you a little bit more stuff. Just go to a six-man rotation. Give Sale an extra day of rest during the dog days. Give Elder one. Give everybody an extra day during this stretch of the summer. And then when you get to September, hopefully you're in a pennant chase, or maybe, you know, you're solidified in a playoff spot by then. I don't know. You never know. But right now we'll say you're just in the race, and you've added some depth to the bullpen or whatever. But give those guys that time, and then you can kind of send one to the bullpen and kind of strengthen it with a five-man rotation, the best five. But to me, that makes sense because it worked last year.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that's – and you sent the clip yesterday of Chris Sale talking about, look, man, sometimes when I have a dip in velocity that, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know if I can do the 97 every single pitch over the course of 100 pitches during a start and 30 starts over the course of an entire season. Sometimes you have to – the reserves and not be max effort all the time. So that's something we'll definitely be keeping a tabs on. All right, guys, it's time for your favorite segment of the day. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Had some Buffalo's over the weekend. Phenomenal. Don't want to miss out on that. So I was having this conversation the other day, and I was like, I'm going to bring this to the air. Sometimes that just happens where you have a group thread going, number of other people, six or seven. So I have a group thread with some of my buddies that I actually played college football with. And one of the conversations that popped up, because we're from all over the place, we all ended up in Tuscaloosa for, you know, to play college football at Alabama. I'm from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There's one guy in there that's from Georgia. There's another guy that's from Knoxville, Tennessee, and another one that's from the Charlotte area. All right. Nobody in there from South Carolina, but nonetheless, I digress. The conversation then got, what is the best one of all these states? And I got to tell you, I live in Georgia. I love Georgia. I'm from Florida. I went to school in Alabama. So obviously Georgia, kind of the center of all these states in the middle of the Southeast. And then the conversation for me became, what is the best neighboring state to the state of Georgia? Now, I think there's a couple of ways to go about this topic. And I'll ask you guys before I kind of get to what I came to. But like, you have to ask yourself, what is the highlight of each state? All right. For me, the highlight of each state, obviously, just as a topic, college football, but location-wise, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Alabama, mm-hmm. definitely the highlight. You go down to Florida, a lot of people are going to visit Florida for the beaches, obviously, just like they would in Alabama, but you also have Disney World, which I just recently went to. Swing over, guys, and follow me up this, counterclockwise. South Carolina, you're going to go, oh, man, Charleston's great.
Right.
You know, Charleston's awesome. Love the shore over there. There's a number of different things in South Carolina. They're good. You get over to the Charlotte area, North Carolina, some of the other things going on. There's also mountains and beaches when you talk about North Carolina. And then the Tennessee folks are straight up throwing at me, like, oh, it's good. Smoky Mountain, and then in Nashville, Dollywood, Nashville, all that other stuff. I, to be honest, I had a hard time kind of coming up with a summation of which one is the best neighboring state to the state of Georgia. I don't know if you guys have a highlight of all those states that you think is one of the best things that stands out about neighboring states, but It was hard for me to kind of come up with one. And all three of you guys are Atlanta natives and Georgia natives, so I think it's fair to ask all three of y'all where you stand on this topic.
Well, I would tell you that I think the best state neighboring Georgia is Florida.
Wow.
I mean, they've got a lot of beaches. I mean, the whole state's almost a beach.
Really?
Yeah. You got the Daytona Super Speedway.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, there's Disney World.
Yeah.
That some people like. Tampa Bay is an awesome city, and they got some cool things
That's
going
fair.
On there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing bad about really the state of Florida is that middle part where, like, Orlando's in and stuff.
Or the Everglades, I guess. You know, nobody's doing much down in the Everglades.
The Everglades is cool, man. That's, like, nature and stuff.
Oh, it's scary stuff. That's very scary, swampy stuff. But if you have driven across Florida, it's the worst drive.
Dude, it's
of
so
your
bad.
Life. It's just terrible. You forgot about a highlight, though, of Uh-oh. North Carolina.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I think it's all dependent. Like, Florida, I think, for families, great.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Well, I'm in the dink situation.
Yes,
so
dude.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't walk 5 feet without finding a brewery. If you want to be touristy, you can go to the Biltmore. I ran a half marathon in Asheville, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, that city is just so cool.
Yeah, the Biltmore's fine. I'm trying to remember the name of the really nice hotel that Lindsay and I stayed at like a year ago over there.
We went to the Biltmore.
Yeah. What is the – anyways, go ahead, Dylan, because I'm trying to think of the name of the place. We stayed at like the nicest hotel ever over there in Asheville, but it wasn't the Biltmore.
I've actually – Simone and her family and I and myself, we took a little vacation to Asheville. Oh no, we did Christmas in Asheville. That's what it was. We did Christmas in Asheville. It was amazing. It was cold as all get out. But it was nice though. We did not. We stayed in an Airbnb.
Did you do the?
No, my bad.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Biltmore. You could tour and all that for a second. Yeah. No, we did.
Said,
we did not do the Biltmore.
No,
stuff.
We stayed in an Airbnb.
I forgot about that.
No, we
My
stayed
bad.
Out in Cashers.
Right. Anywho, to answer the question, it was tough for me between – I really like Tennessee is a neighboring state, right?
Yes.
So I was going to – I had to think about geography for a second.
Yeah, bro.
I really like Chattanooga.
Segment's not going well for you, brother.
I know. It's all down downhill. Let
I
me
really
bring
like
it back.
Chattanooga. Yeah, go ahead.
I like Chattanooga a lot. Simone and I went there for a little vacation. It was really fun.
Sneaky cool town.
But I will say this, because I've been to Asheville and other parts of North Carolina, and Simone's and her family's from North Carolina. Wow. I'll have to go to North Carolina.
You know, it's amazing that you'll ride or die for her on North Carolina, yet she went to she went to what is it, Kendrick Lamar last night?
Wow.
You know,
your arch rival?
He is.
In Philly.
And she did
in
but
Philly.
She
went to see your arch rival and your favorite team stadium.
And that's not my favorite team stadium, first of all. And I'm actually glad she went to the one in Philly, because if she went to Atlanta, she would try to drag me along, and I would have had to tell her no, because I'm not going into the Ops presence and the Ops concert.
Can I be real? I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, go ahead.
Gotta go to break.
But would you have put your foot down on that?
I absolutely would have. I've not been caught dead at a Kendrick Lamar concert.
But he didn't put his foot down and wearing the Eagle sweater that one time. Anyways, we got to go
Maybe
to break.
I lost
a
bet,
shirt.
And I was being a good boyfriend. But
we got to go to break.
I
Allie, do you want to give him one more time what our wake-up call topics are coming up at the top of the hour?
Yes, what song do you have to sing along to? And then is it okay that Bo is rolling together all these holidays that deserve gifts, like anniversary, the birth of his child,
yes.
And then also Mother's Day. Amy's first Mother's Day.
Yes.
And he's rolling all those presents
it's
into
It's his
one.
Anniversary today, and he hits us with this morning. I'm going to go get her a card later this afternoon. Meathead. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Roll along with us here. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.